Yes, what we've done is we've put forward the legislation, and I put a huge amount of work into this here for many months on behalf of Sinn Féin. The legislation is now published, which details exactly how the tax will be collected, who it will be levied on, who will be exempt from the tax, what will be exempt from the tax, the penalties if you try to evade the tax, and so on. And this is now a very clear choice for the government, and we in Sinn Féin are very clear what choice we would do. We would introduce a wealth tax. We want the government to introduce a wealth tax on wealth above €1 million, and we want them to ditch the property tax because it's not fair. They can't bring in a property tax that's fair, and it's not fair to tax people's family homes. We know from the St. Vincent de Paul report, if we needed another report to tell us what we see on the ground every day, that 1.8 million families have less than €100 at the end of the month to spend. How they will be able to pay €200, €300, €400 on property tax every year is just beyond me. And the government needs to now look at the serious option that we put forward that will bring in more money than actually what the property tax could bring in.
Other countries in Europe have a wealth tax, so there's no reason why the Irish government can't follow suit.
Yes, many countries throughout Europe have a wealth tax, and indeed what we're seeing is a trend that more countries are introducing wealth tax. So Spain, for example, which banned a wealth tax years ago, have reintroduced it. France have strengthened the legislation on their wealth tax. They expect to double the revenue. Iceland, just a couple of years ago, introduced a wealth tax. All the opposition parties in Germany are committed to introducing a wealth tax if they win the election next year. The Liberal Democrats in Britain are introducing a wealth tax, and Sinn Féin here are leading the charge in relation to introducing a wealth tax. But we're not alone. Other groups have advocated such. The Irish Congress of Trade Union, which represents all the unions in this state, are saying that a wealth tax is the fairest way. We have TASC, which is an economic think tank, arguing for a wealth tax. We have the Nevin Institute, which is a group of left-leaning economists, arguing for a wealth tax. We have the Community Platform and others that are arguing for a wealth tax. So this isn't something alien. We had one in the 1970s. It should be introduced now, and it is the most fair way to actually try and bring in additional taxes instead of heaping it on the burden on low and middle income families.